Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
C2P, I am your show host, Beaumont Staunton, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's 2020 NFL Draft Stars. We bring them to you today here on the C2P platform, and we are counting them down, folks. We're getting closer week by week, day by day to the 2020 NFL Draft class, and one young man making his path towards that next level is none other than DeLon Stevenson. To me, he's like a hybrid. He's a safety, he's a linebacker, but he's very athletic, he's very gifted, he's very productive. And again, with that said, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you, my man?
Man, it's good. I'm just out here with a couple of guys that, you know, went D1 and stuff. We're just out here working out, just trying to stay added, stay active, you know, not letting all these bad vibes keep us down.
Definitely. And it's a tricky time for you guys. I mean, everything's being canceled, pro days, private workouts. I mean, so it's really hard to just kind of stay in the loop. But for you, I mean, can you believe your time as a collegiate athlete's kind of come and gone? And how much, you know, how excited are you to look for this next chapter in your football life?
I mean, I'm very excited, to be honest. I feel like I've been waiting for this day for a long, long time. And I mean, I'm just happy it's just finally here. But with everything going on at the same time, it's just like you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's very true. Yeah, I mean, who knows how long we're going to be like this. You're right there. So let's kind of go back. I mean, I always like to kind of, you know, look at where you started. I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee football, were you the better athlete way back then?
The better athlete? I mean, I was always an athlete, but back then, no, I wouldn't say so because I mainly focused on playing soccer. I was a soccer player all the way throughout elementary school and middle school, but then I would always play football with my friends, and I just felt like it just came natural. It was just always easier, and I felt like that was just, like, the best choice for me, and I just stuck with it.
Well, it's obviously gotten you this far, and you've excelled at it. Now, I got to ask you this, and I didn't know this until you came on the show. Now, I saw that you were Offensive Player of the Year your final year in high school. So how do you change – I mean – that's why you come on the show, because we want to know about you. But, I mean, you're Offensive Player of the Year in high school, and then you go to Rutgers. How did they change the position, and how much defensive familiarity did you have prior to getting to Rutgers?
Oh, no. In my school, most of the athletes, it's like a small school, so we play both ways. So, I mean, I was always good at – well, not good. I was always decent at defense, but I had originally got recruited by Greg Schiano. He always wanted me to play running back, but I don't know. I just never wanted to play running back. I just wanted to be a receiver, but I guess it just wasn't for me. And when I got there, he had pretty much left. And the number that I gave me was 27. So, I was there, like, with Wayne Warren, and he was also there too. So, I was just playing running back at the meantime, but my grades weren't good. So I had to go to prep school. When I came back, I just ended up playing defense because when I was at prep school, I played defense. So, I mean, it's just a natural fit for me anyway.
No, it is. I mean, it's funny as, I mean, as we kind of delve into the guy that you are, I mean, you know, we've mentioned, I think, five positions so far. So, that, I mean, that shows the versatility. One more question about, well, I guess this kind of goes to Ferris State and all the things. With the athleticism and that little quarterback background, how much did you ever joke with the coaching staff saying, hey, we need a little wildcat or a little trick play where you guys let me throw the ball?
Over at Ferris State?
Anywhere, Rutgers or Ferris State. Even a prep school.
I mean, when I was at Rutgers, I was more of a running back position. But when I was at Rutgers, I did kind of want to play running back because when I first got there, Savon was hurt, Paul James was hurt. So we pretty much had, like, no running backs. And, you know, the media was always, like, pitching to the coach. Like, they could always switch me because I was just a special teams guy at first. But They didn't end up doing it. But when I got the first straight, I was on the coaches, like, let me get a jet sweep. Let me get this. Let me get that. I mean, in the spring practice, they had gave me one, and it looked good. But, you know, at the end of the day, they didn't end up doing it. But the coaches kept on joking, like, oh, in spring ball, if you stayed with us on the offensive side, you would have had a whole package. But I don't believe them.
Excellent. Once again, DeLon Stevenson, the standout from Ferris State, kind enough to join us and share what he brings to the 2020 draft table. So I ask all the guys to come on the show. So we throw you in the film room. You're with these NFL scouts. What do you think they're going to love about you? What do you bring to that hybrid safety linebacker position that they're going to fall in love with you?
Just being an athlete and being aggressive, because when I was at Ferris State, I was playing in the box pretty much 100% of the time my junior year. So they could see I could set the edge, I could go against offensive tackles and things like that. So they probably love that just for being in a nickel position. Because sometimes, I mean, on throwing downs, you never know what they're going to do in medium range, because they could either run the ball or throw the ball. So you probably rather a guy like me in there who could cover instead of like a bigger linebacker. So I feel like that's what I really bring, because I could.
Yeah, no, I could. And now you said what changed a little bit your senior year? Did they have you drop a little bit more?
Oh, my senior year, I went strictly to safety. It's because I feel like I'm big, but I look big, but I don't weigh that much. So I guess them seeing my body type, they felt like I couldn't. I don't know why they ever thought that, but I went to my senior year. I just played safety the whole time. I just wanted to show teams that I could actually cover people instead of just like being in the box the whole time.
Nothing. And now listen, I know if the New York Giants called you right now and said, hey, we want you to, and they want you to be the place kicker, you're going to kick. But do you feel more comfortable at one of the other positions?
What type of position?
I mean, safety, linebacker, nickel. I mean, where do you say, like, if you could pick your ideal spot, I guess, like this is where I'm going to be a Pro Bowl guy right here. Where do you think that would be? Or do you feel comfortable anywhere?
No, I feel comfortable anywhere, but to be a Pro Bowl guy, I'll maybe say nickel. I like getting up in somebody's face and pressing them. I like that, just running with people, just showing I could cover. But then also I like the safety too. It's just doing a lot of different things, you know?
Dude, hey man, you're a jack of all trades. Like I said, I mean, we started the show out with you running back, receiver, quarterback of the year, player of the year, offense. I mean, you definitely got the skill set. Now, this is your show, and we want to benefit you. I mean, what goes unnoticed? Could be a team captain, weight room warrior, a film junkie. What do these scouts need to know about you that they don't see on tape that's definitely something that benefits you?
Yeah, I'm really into the film. I like watching film. I feel like it just puts you in all the right places. Instead of, like, guessing, you just anticipate things. You just see things so much. Like, you already know what they're going to do before they do it. And that's just, like, helps tremendously, like, without even being an athlete. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, at the next level, I feel like everybody's an athlete. So, like, that's what they always say. Film, like, just makes you a better player. And that's just what you got to do, be great, and to just stay in the league longer.
Definitely. Do you get comparisons? I'm curious. I mean, because you are so versatile, do you get comparisons to anybody that's at the next level?
Nah, I don't really compare myself to anybody, but I feel like the type of guy I'll be like is like a Tyrann Mathieu type of player, because he's just all over the field.
Excellent, yeah. I can see that, and his name pops up quite a bit on our program. So what's it like? You look back at your collegiate career, and now you get to look ahead. I mean, did it go by pretty quick?
Go by pretty quick. Yeah, it flew by, especially at Ferris State. It just flew by. Like, when I first got there till this year, it was just crazy. Came back from my senior year thinking, like, oh, we're definitely going to win the ship, and then we just fell one game short. It just sucked, but, yeah, it flew by.
Awesome stuff, man. Well, hey, man, we are almost out of time, and we appreciate you sharing some of your day with us so our audience and myself get to know you a little bit better. So when we see you doing your thing at the big level, we'll say, hey, we know what this guy is and what he brings to the table. But we'd like to end the show with a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Now, any game day superstition?
Game day superstition? Nah, I don't really have that. Like, I don't know why most players have that, but nah, I've never been a game day superstition. Maybe back in the day in high school when I was younger, still getting new to the game and things like that. I don't have things like that. But as I got older, nah, I don't have that. I'm just relaxed. I'm a goofy guy. Like, meanwhile, in warm-ups, pregame, while we're eating, whatever, I'm just joking with the guys. Like, I like to stay calm and things like that. I don't get too tight or anything like that. I'm just like a loose guy, just making jokes the whole time.
Excellent. That's a good way to keep everybody loose. Now, you've had a couple coaches, I don't know, Ferris State or, prep school, Rutgers. What coach got impersonated the most, and would they do it in front of them?
Well, probably Tony Anise probably got he's just a funny coach, and just the way he talked to the players. I mean, it was a good, like, coach vibe. So, I mean, everybody liked him. So, and he was just a funny guy. So, I mean, everybody would impersonate him. Like, during the week, he would just do one funny thing and just have the whole team laughing. So, I would say him for sure. Oh, no. Another coach, Coach Stu, when I was at Milford, he's at ASA now. A short, stocky guy, just a high-pitched voice. Had the whole room laughing when he tried to scream at us.
Oh, that's great. And then one final one. You're a few weeks away from this 2020 NFL draft. I'm sure you're going to be with family and friends as you await the phone call. But with that said, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special day?
The best cook in my family? I'll have to say my mom. Definitely my mom. But she never cooks for me. But once my older brother comes to the house for like 30 seconds to ask for something to eat, she's going out and buying it. It's just crazy because I'm there all day making food for myself. He asks for one thing, and she's making it. I'll ask, never get me. And
I feel bad
for
you, man.
I tell her this all the time.
Now it's public knowledge. Now when she listens in, she's probably gonna feel a little guilty. I guarantee she asks you tomorrow what you want to eat.
I hope so.
Well, I hope so too. Like you said, tell her she needs to get her son ready to go, get her bulked up and ready for this 2020 draft, my man.
Yeah, but I mean, she's a hard worker, so I can't blame her. She's always working. I mean, she provided a lot for me and my brother throughout the years, so I mean, I can't be mad at her. And I'm grown now, so I guess, you know, it's a lifestyle. I got to learn how to cook.
Yeah, I hear you. You know what? Our son's home from school too, so yeah, trust me, I get it. He just comes down and eats. So, hey, man, fabulous getting you on. I can't wait to find out where you land, but hey, we always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you joining us here on the show.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is DeLon Stevenson, the standout from Ferris State, kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.